USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen says it's no accident a Chinese surveillance balloon flew across the United States. Now Mullen says the U.S. needs to do two things.
We need to sort out all the details of that. More importantly, we need to make sure we can get this relationship moving in the right direction.
On ABC's This Week, Admiral Mullen said the balloon was maneuverable, so it's no coincidence it flew over certain sensitive areas. He went on to say it was the right decision for Secretary of State Blinken to postpone his trip to China. Recovery efforts underway to remove the debris from that Chinese surveillance balloon from the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. military set up a perimeter around where it fell in the Atlantic. Search is expected to be fairly easy since the debris came down about 6 miles off the coast in less than 50 feet of water. The former president of Pakistan has died.
Pervez Musharraf had been living in exile in Dubai after seizing power in a 1999 coup, surviving two failed assassination attempts, and running Pakistan until 2009 when he resigned and steps to impeach him began. He was sentenced to death in absentia for high treason in 2019. That ruling was later overturned. Pervez Musharraf was 79. I'm Jeremy Scott.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he's definitely thinking about throwing his hat in the GOP primary ring, but he said it's going to be a crowded field.
At the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of Republicans that get in that race. They're all really good people. They're really good candidates.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Sununu says former President Trump is an extreme candidate, and that's not what the country is looking for. Gas prices down slightly today. The latest survey from AAA puts the national average at $3.47 a gallon. That is a penny lower than it was yesterday, but still higher than gas prices were a year ago. Texas has the nation's lowest prices at $3.09, Hawaii the highest at $4.91 a gallon. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Biden spending the weekend huddling with top advisors ahead of Tuesday's State of the Union address. Biden flew to Camp David on Saturday, where he's expected to discuss efforts to raise the debt ceiling, Russia's war in Ukraine, and the 2024 presidential race, among other key issues. Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn says he doesn't expect a recession in the first half of this year. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, the current IBM vice chairman said that the U.S. is in pretty good shape, and there's evidence that record high inflation is starting to ease. NBA history could happen this week.
LeBron James is within 36 points of eclipsing Laker great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the top scorer in league history. James added 27 points to his career haul on Saturday in a Lakers loss to New Orleans. James will have the chance on Tuesday night to stand atop the list when the Lakers host Oklahoma City. If he falls short, James's next opportunity would be Thursday at home against the Bucks, Jabbar's other former team. I'm Jerry Barmash.
E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles!
Philadelphia Eagles fans giving their team a huge send-off to Arizona for Super Bowl 57. Before they departed today, a large crowd gathered for a rally at Lincoln Financial Field with the Eagles mascot Swoop, cheerleaders, and a pep band on hand. The Eagles will go head-to-head with the Kansas City Chiefs next Sunday, a title game taking place in sunny Glendale, Arizona. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.